Yes, yes. Hello, hello, hello again. Another episode of the Righteous Opinion Podcast brought to you by me. And I'm just here. I have a conversation today. I'm just kind of just, you know, in my little world. And I want to talk about this pandemic and what it's doing to the mentality of the white American. Yes, I want to talk about the pandemic and what is really going on with that, because I feel like it's creating this, like, this mental, like, evacuation or some bullshit. Like, it's just like a mental effect on white Americans. I mean, I watch these videos, and I watched one just now, and it was a guy. Let me see, let's start it. Play a little bit from it. So the guy is sitting in his car, and it says, racist woman antagonized black father for watching his kids. And then she said something very crazy. Here it is.
So why would you say?
Okay, so this man is sitting in the car while his kids are playing in a neighborhood that he grew up in or he's familiar with or whatever. Woman, she's a white woman, or she's not black. She's, you know, she's just standing there like in this dude's space. Like, she can do that. Like, you do whatever you want to do. But the normal person with a pretty, you know, not like a psychotic thinker, but a person that would just be like everyday person that I hope that, you know, just be like, yo, that's my space, and I give you your space, or just kind of like we'll give them like the respect. That's one thing of it. But to not even try to see if it was all right first, like, she could just say, can I stand here? But she goes and she wants to stand there like she can, which she can, but, you know, it's just like disrespectful. So she has this moment where she feels she can just do it. You know, she can look in his car, can violate his space. Like, you know, space is space, but it's like you really have to kind of, like, ask questions. What are you doing here? Like, what are you doing here? You know, it's like, it's till it's like a certain point where, when are we going to stop with this white people? Well, delusional white people. Because this is like the real problem here. And I think that this pandemic is creating a mental breakdown for white America. Not all of it, just the delusional ones. I like to call them that. Because here we are in a time where you have to follow rules. You have to follow these rules, and not even rules, it's like protocol. You have to make sure that you follow these protocol situations that are rules, whatever, to make sure that you can ensure safety and not put harm or infect anyone else. But they don't want to wear a mask. I have probably never seen a black person that had that situation where they got kicked out for not wearing a mask. Because it's simple. It's a rule. That's the rule of that place. Their rule is, do not enter this building without a mask. If you do not want to wear a mask, you cannot come in the building. It's simple as that. why is it that these white Americans that are delusional keep up with the same bullshit? Like, what the fuck is your, like, it's crazy because, now, I always say delusional white Americans, because this is what it is to me. Like, they're fucking delusional. And they've been sitting in the house for all this damn time dealing with this pandemic and all the protocol rules and so on and so forth to get free, to really fuck it up again. Now, I'm going to be real with you. And this is how funny Black America is to me. Everything was cool with social distancing, right? It was cool. Everybody had like 6 feet and had respect. People had get-togethers, but they still kind of, you know, respected the actual occupancy space, you know, the proximity and whatnot, right? But as soon as them white people in fucking Missouri, Ozark, Missouri, and the motherfuckers down in Miami, Florida, had all them fuckers in the fucking pool having a party, that's when everybody from Black America started doing the same shit. So, now if you have a mask on, I guess that's different. That at least you're trying to, you know, be safe. But my point of saying that is just saying this. Why can't these delusional white Americans follow the fucking rules? It's like they feel they can do whatever they want to do. And after they did it, everyone else like, well, shit, they did it in Ozark, Missouri. They all right. Let's go have that party, y'all. Nah, that's just crazy, bro. And that's just like, to me, it's like, it's really fucking crazy. So, now you see these white people just following Black people. I mean, to kind of go back to what we were talking about, which was the whole restrictions and permissions and stuff like that and protocol rules for enduring this, you know, pandemic of COVID-19. I hate that fucking word. But it's like you have to follow these rules. And they have a problem following rules or following, like, you know, principle. Maybe saying like, yo, you know, maybe you shouldn't be so close to me during a pandemic where it says to at least obtain 6 feet of distance. You don't think that's a little bit of a FYI for you to kind of take on and put in your back pocket and go have some fun with it? But no, you want to be all in the motherfucking way with no, and then everybody that's doing this shit don't have a fucking mask on. That's trying to get all these fucking intel from a motherfucker when they coming in to go drop off their friend or just fucking sitting there minding their fucking business. And they like, hey, how's it going? Do you stay around here? That's like the white guy that's or the white woman that's nice. You know, at least give me a little shit show before you give me like the real shit show. Like, give me like a little opener to like your bullshit before you bring on the real bullshit. You know, I just gotta, you know, the real curious question. Yeah, I was just wondering. I was in the, just kind of noticed you were sitting there. Like, okay, that's one. And you got the other one is like, you don't want to tell me what's going on here? Like the interrogator. You want to interrogate me to tell you what's going on here because you have to know, right? And they always do it like either crossing their arms, staring at you, or just kind of like waving their arms, looking, not making any eye contact. It's fucking weirdos, man. Like, this shit is fucking crazy, man. I just feel like it's just like a really, really fucking weird situation, man. Like, honestly, I feel like it's just crazy. I feel like it's just like one of the things where it's like, they have to really, really, really fucking just think like, I'm a dumb motherfucker to just ask this and total stranger that. Well, the ironic part was maybe this was 1980 something, or maybe even like the 90s, like early, you know what I'm saying? They never would have did this shit. So is that man giving these motherfuckers a super duper charged up battery? Yes. Donald Trump is the fucking the core nucleus to the white man's ego. And that's the only thing that they got to hold on to right now. And that's the delusional white man. I got white friends, man. Keeping it real. I don't want them to feel like, you know. Well, even though my white friends know I ain't talking about their ass. But I'm talking about the other motherfuckers, though. But, yeah, like, this guy gives him this kind of, like, never-ending confidence. And I think it's just crazy because of the fact that they really weren't doing this shit when we had Barry in there, man. They was like, oh, man, I don't want to do that yet. They got that motherfucking Trump in there. The motherfuckers don't got nothing else better to do but be in some else's fucking business and try to instruct somebody to do some bullshit. What the fuck these people think they are, man? And I think that's why you always get like a mixed variety of responses from black people. Because some people are just really with the shits and like, yo, ready for anything. You say anything to them, they're like, yo, what the fuck did you say? And I feel like these are the people that just fucking just go off on these motherfuckers. But then there's people that like, be like, what? Like really like fucking like what the fuck did you just say to me? Like, why are you following me and whatnot? And them people will be like so fucking confused, like why, like, and I may fall into like that kind of category because I just think that I'm like, what the fuck is your problem? Like, what, like I don't know, like, what I would do because I have to confess, I have never had like my like real racist moment, man. I've been waiting for that shit, like Christmas, like for real, like I want that moment to happen, and I feel like when it happens, it's gonna be like a drop light, gonna hit me like a spotlight. It's going to be like some smoke coming from me. It's kind of like what you've been, if you ever saw The Last Dragon, like that's going to happen. Like I'm looking like a glow and shit, but smoke going to be together. I'm like, yeah, this shit's going on. It's going down, baby. That's like my biggest moment. Not like the biggest, but like one that I would really enjoy. Like I'm like, yo, that, like I would tell that story of what happened to everybody I meet. That's how proud I am of that moment. That's why I want to have it. I want to have that moment right now, man. I want to have that moment to where I'm like, yo, I really, 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 really went off on this white person one time. Like, gave him the business. You know how much I yearn for that shit to happen? But it's even more difficult because what if you're not ready for it? Like, if you're not ready for that moment, like, what the fuck are you going to do? Like, you can't blow that moment. That's like the perfect. That's like the black, like, transcending moment of ever. When you get to cuss out a white person, that's delusional. Because I got white friends. But you get to cuss their ass out, like, thoroughly. You know how good it feels to cuss somebody out thoroughly and cuss them out like that? Because I always ask myself that question, like, what am I going to do if that happens? Like, I know what I say I want to do, but what am I really going to do? So I always like to see that, too, like, the type of responser that's going to be from the black person. I like the ones that go off top, like, yo, what the fuck? And then start punching. Yeah, I feel like that's what... They won't do that shit again. Because I think the more time that you ask them questions, the more foolish they become by thinking that we're stupid. It's like, what the fuck is your problem, dude? Like, nigga, get the fuck out of here before I kick your ass. And that's like a thing where like being black and dealing with like racist like white people and bigot and prejudice motherfuckers. I always say like the three. I say bigot, prejudice, and racist. Because you get them people that try to be slick. Like, you call them one of those, and they say, oh, no, I'm not a racist. I got black people that I hang out with, and they're like, "But you a bigot though. You a big stinking bigot." Or like they be like, "Oh yeah, I just don't, you know," some prejudice type shit. But anyway, I just feel like they just want you to kind of fall into like this little booby trap of the battle of the wits with white people. Cause it's like, why you keep asking me questions? Like, why are you talking to me in the first place? And I get real offended. I have to know. Yo, that is some real delusional shit. You don't have to know shit. But this is what we have to go through as black people. And it's not like it's abusive. It's just a waste of time. It's like harassment or harassment. I always get that. Depends on how serious the conversation is. If it's some petty shit, I go harassment. But if it's like a real, like this is like my moment, it's harassment. So it's harassment. Because it's just like, yo, leave me the fuck alone, man. Like, get the fuck out of my face. You know what happened to a black person as soon as that happens? And if it was like reverse, but before I go like to that thought, why don't they never just call the cops? Like, I'll call the cops and then still record. But damn, can you call the cops? You got to call them and like start like name dropping people, like, yeah, because I don't want to have to call up, you know, you drop like the mayor name or the governor, so they know like, oh, he might know somebody, so I might not fuck up. Because you got to kind of, you know, let the other officers know that you really, you might be important. So like important, like their jobs can be, you know, taken from them, you know, some shit like that. But they just really need to be on some bullshit, man. This lady. So let me just go back to this clip. She's doing her little dumbass shit. I got caught up talking about this old bald headed hoe. Here she go.
Walk away from my car, please. You don't need to know why I'm right here.
You do, because I'll pay for it.
I wouldn't give a before you start paying rent right here, I would stand right here. So all that, I don't care. Finish. You done? Are you done?
Everything that goes on in the world, like you say.
Y'all see this, right?
Now she's fumbling.
This is what we go through. I just got caught. She got a 9mm to blow my head off.
Smooth off.
Really? And hold on, let me show you guys the other side.
No.
You see the other side? You see how my children look like? What the f*** going on out
here? Yeah, just playing with his kids.
That's cool. Look, now she want to walk away. Ma'am, please get away from my car. Oh, now you ain't got no more.
You're so funny.
All right. I'm not in the car no more?
What kind of...
Oh, okay.
And she's
right,
she's
right.
Got on these sunglasses. So, like I said, he was sitting there. His daughters were playing, or his kids were playing. She came up and she started talking crazy to him, right? So, yeah, you know, you heard the conversation. What the fuck is up with this lady? Well, she's there. She got, like, this little, like, a hat on and some sunglasses. And, of course, some overly delusional white woman shit. Like, I think she got on a shirt that's like, it's some wild colors in it. And like a fucking, it's probably a cat or a squirrel, somebody skiing on some shit. They did, like, delusion of white women, like, they wear some weird shit. Like, let's talk about the delusion of white wardrobe and fashion. They either got on, they always got on, like, New Balances. The dads always got on, like, New Balances. And the mom always got, like, some kind of a, some sort of a, like, post-Ellen sitcom haircut with some sunglasses on. And white, this might be, like, a thing for, like, white people, as a, all of them, even my friends. But y'all motherfuckers wear sunglasses for everywhere y'all go. Like, I don't know, like. As a black man, I don't like to wear sunglasses, like, everywhere I go. I just feel like it's just, like, an instant suspicion. Like, where the fuck you going? Like, you know what I'm saying? It just instantly feels like I'm just really about to get in some trouble by some white person. Like, I think it's just crazy how they have an instant comfort and just like, okay, I can do this to whatever the fuck they do. To me, that's like the most psychotic shit I ever fucking seen in my life. And it's just like, at what point are we gonna address this as a mental illness? Like, they need to be like something. And even though I know it's no way in hell that it can be some sort of help for them. That's the crazy part. Like, can you help somebody? You know, it's kind of like the damage is done. Like, you have to start from scratch. You gotta give them like a like electric convulsion. Like, something like, you gotta, like, therapy, like, cell therapy shock them or some shit to, like, really restart them. Like, you can't change that at that point. Because it's just too much that's into it. It's fear. It's not to the point where it's, like, whenever some, like, that's not normal. And whenever something's not normal, it's normally because it's being done and a way of, like, being fearful and being, like, eradicated. You know, like, just really scared. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what's going on with them. Like, they really just, like, really just have, at, like, the brink of everything. Like, they really are just fearful of everything that goes on. And this pandemic and this control and these rules and restrictions is making them snap. And not only snap, but truly divide. It's at the point where white people are tired of delusional white people. It's like they got their own nigga now. You know, like, we got, like, niggas. You know, but it's like, damn, they. And I think that's the one thing that, like, they feared the most. Is having that same comparison. Because it's like, they want you to think that everybody that's white is right. So now you got this split, this white pride, and you say, no, you just wrong, man. Like, that's not cool, or whatever. And you just got that right there, and you got that treachery. Think about that. It's never been treachery in white. Well, no, I want to say it's never been, but it's not. It's not like how it is for, like, black America. It's a lot of treachery because it's created. You know, money. And I guess you do see it, but you don't, like, we don't see it. There we go. Because everything with, like, white Americans, especially, like, the ones that are, like, delusional, they keep a lot of, like, their white shit to, like, themselves. Like, they don't talk openly and freely about, like, the white things that white people do. I think as black people, I think we should look into that. But it's just like, yo, they really legit have like a West Side Story in white America right now. It's crazy. I think like that's what's making them like bug out, because you know they just have a divide, and it's always been there, but now it's like it's there. Now it's it gets like TV when it comes down to being like a racist, isn't cool. Like finally, we made it to this point, man. With that fucking trickery of a fucking disease of life, racism and bigotry and prejudice. It's finally looked at as like a nasty thing to do from white people. Because honestly, like, I think someone asked a question too. They was like, yo, can black people be racist? Nah. I don't think so, dude. I think that we can never really be racist. We can be ignorant, but not racist. If it's anything like a prejudice or bigotry, Is it justified? Like it, like this, the, you know, that we violate some shit or get violated, you know what I mean? But we can never be racist. Hell no. If we are, it's because we're fucking being in like the fucking, we're fighting back, you know? But nah, we can say some fucked up shit, but we not racist. But anyway, these fucking women, these Karens, and that's like, I don't know, it's like the funniest thing, but it's not, we need something stronger. We need something for like, damn, it's something to roll off the tongue, you know what I'm saying? Because Karen's like, yeah, I'm Karen, yeah, big fucking deal. Like, that's not, I need you to be like Britney Spears mad, like, charging me like that. Like the teeth, and you look like an Incredible Hulk when he's growling and shit, whatever, grunting. I want that kind of white response when I say like that fucking phrase, because that's how I feel when we hear nigger. I hear nigger, yeah, nigger, not nigger, but nigger. Man, that shit infuriates us. Rip your balls off with a meat cleaver, shove it on your mama ass. Like, that's how, like, really just fucking like. Cause it just got that, it rolled off the tongue, and like that made me more mad too, nigger. And that's okay, whatever, fuck you, nigger. Like all word, nigger. Like the R roll for like 3 minutes. Like I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. We need something like that. Can't call them wiggers, crackers, or something like that. No, that's why I choose delusional. Even though that might not be that strong. Nah, it won't be. Probably to like a white woman though. Now that would drive her crazy. You call a white woman delusional, and you already cooking during the argument, she gonna be mad. She gonna try to kick your ass. She gonna be like, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. A white dude, he wouldn't give a fuck. He's like, oh, so what, dude? I'm rich or some shit like that, or. Or I could buy your grandfather. Like, no, he wasn't. He wasn't nobody's slave, buddy. But it's like, yo, it's crazy how like they just try to find like those things to say to us and shit. But it's nothing better than pissing off a white person like that. Like the best feeling, like a real delusional one. Like, I haven't been hit with like no racist shit, but I had to put some people in. Down to what's going to happen if they keep on talking crazy. They never do that ever again. Just like some sarcastic stuff. Like, that's what I learned when it comes down to like white Americans. They are delusional. Sarcasm. It's your strongest way to kind of jumpstart the stupid shit that happened. But you know, it's just like a thought about white America during the pandemic. Why are they so like on the edge? So many of them, so many times, just go so far and so crazy with the shits, right? But why? Is it because that we're on lockdown? Like, it's really, like, what if delusional white Americans, or even like, no, white people that are amongst other white people that may be delusional, whatever the case, right? Racist, bigots, whatever. What if they like have conversations about black or Hispanic or, you know, Arabic, Indian, whatever the case may be. If I didn't say your people, your race, my bad. But you really gotta think about that. And just like, man, like, yo, they really just be like fucked up off that shit, like not being able to go out and talk to each other and really physically do racist and say racist or bigot or prejudice bullshit with each other. I think that's what charges them up to do it. Like, they probably do some shit that we don't even know that's fucked up. I'm sure of it. And they got some kind of stupid ass cold word or some shit like they say. Like, white people like to get like that little, huh? Like, if they get one of those at like something, they feel like, yo, I did something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like racist white people, delusional Americans, whatever the fuck. They love to have that moment. that moment. Like, that's like that, huh? Is the equivalent to, oh, ooh, like, oh, shit, oh, man, like, that's, like, our shit. That huh, like, they just fucking weird, man, those delusional motherfuckers, man. But they feel like they can do whatever they want to do now more and more and more. So why is it happening? Why is this kind of just personality coming out from these people? It's like some of them couldn't mask it any much longer than what they have been doing so far. They can't sit there and say, like, you know, I they just can't hold it together. They have to be fucking bigots and racist and hold prejudice against people. I think it's just like that, because I always joke and say that white people have a superpower called curiosity. It's like, it's really just being nosy, but I say curiosity because it sounds like, oh. But I think that that's like their superpower, like activate. And that's why they do the shit that they fucking do. Like, they do this fucking investigated shit. It's curiosity. It's like they have to be curious. I mean, I want people listening to really think about that, though. Think about that right there. Is white America having, like, their superpower is being curious? Because they just be fearless. They don't look at shit. They just walk straight into, like, the situation and be like, I have to find out what's going on here. Be looking at file cabinets and shit. That's what you see on TV. Go in somebody's office and just start looking at file cabinets. I ain't never in my life see a black person. I was going to say nigga, but you know why? Because I'm just like, y'all like family. So anyway, I never saw one just walk into somebody's office and just start snooping through files and walk out with the shit. But why do white people always get away with this shit in the movies? It's a serious question here. Like, they just walk into a whole fucking laboratory and just find shit, take shit, and walk out with it. If a nigga is even near a laboratory, a bathroom, they like want to know why the fuck you there. And that's the problem. They have to answer to somebody now. They have to answer. And they felt for years that they had to answer to nobody. But that's the funny part about it. That's how we feel. Like, we don't have to answer to no fucking body. So why do we have to answer to you? And America is getting exactly what they wanted. Okay? The veil is off for these. For this white America. Flat out. Y'all got your hood ghetto. Nah, I ain't gonna even play us like that. They got the fucking arrogant son of a bitch that they wanted. They got the all-American, who they thought. And that shit ain't as cool as it looked in the fucking brochure. Now is it? So now, this is what they got to deal with. So this is even goes for the white Americans who still can hide their fucking delusion from the other fucking Americans and us. Well, we don't give a fuck. But that those people that voted for him and now are going through this, they're just so fed up. So fuck them too. But anyway, this is the guy. And this is like they Ray Ray. this is like the white messiah for treacherous, bigot, racist, prejudiced white Americans that live in this fucking country. And this is so funny. The funniest shit in the world, man. This is like, can you imagine? Like, I wonder if we can do a count of how many racist rants that we've seen on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or Snap, whatever. Of white people just going crazy and losing their shit. It's fucking crazy, dude. But I think that this pandemic is really making the motherfuckers feel like they can do whatever the fuck they want to do. And they can just really just keep doing it. That shit is like the most craziest shit to ever mentally think about for me. It's crazy because it just, like, damn, like the audacity. And you know what? I saw a comedian and he called them, what do you call them? Like the, audacious. He called them audacious. And that's the best way to put it. The audacious, delusional Americans. There we go. We figured it out. We truly figured it out. So the name should be the Audacious Delusional Americans. White Americans. No, it's American. It's crazy. But anyway, that's it. That's another episode of the Righteous Opinion Podcast. I am your host, Damon Vincent, and I am having a good night. Hope you have one too. Enjoy, 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 enjoy. You know why? Have a good one. Enjoy.